Well, first of all, we have to create the awareness to the Oireachtas members here in Donegal, and particularly the Fine Gael and Labour members. The legislation has to come before the Dáil and the Senate. Would first of all be asking them to support the retention of Letterkenny Town Council. They know full well the benefits of the town. It's unique. It's been a role model council, very success. As I said earlier, if someone could give me good economic reasons as to why the town council should be abolished, then we would look at that. There has been no reason, and Phil Hogan, the minister, has went back on a commitment that he gave through the AMEA on numerous occasions that the town councils would not be abolished, and particularly the large town councils. Again, with the stroke of a pen, he has done that. But you know, it's amazing to think tonight that there has been no level of consultation with the town council, the staff, as to what exactly will happen. It's hard to believe. It's just a complete dictatorship, and what's happening at the moment is frightening in the world of democracy, in a country that prides itself in democracy for many, many years in this small country of ours in Ireland. But Letterkenny has been unique. I've outlined on many occasions the many successful projects that we have in this town. This town wouldn't be the town that it is today only for the difficult decisions that wasn't taken to invest in the town over many years. We're now the biggest town in the northwest. We have now been officially established as a bigger town than Sligo in the last census. As I talked about the open space, the green areas, the tidy towns, the Oireachtas Sports Complex, the whole county has benefited from the success of Letterkenny, and every county needs a strong town with an economic growth as well. And we have, you know, Primerica, Pacific Care, Zeus, Zeta. We have so much success. We have our General Hospital in Letterkenny. We have our LYIT in Letterkenny. And a town of that mass and scale needs to have a driving economic forum like a town council.
Now, obviously, it's very likely that government TDs, senators will toe the party line in this county, maybe not. But what other options are open? Would you perhaps like to see some sort of a legal challenge taken towards this decision?
Well, I've asked the members tonight if the Association of Municipal Authorities of Ireland, which represents small councils, don't take a judicial review on this issue, then something we as a council should consider, because there's no point in us sitting in 10, 20, 30 years' time and saying we should have done more to save the town council. Then we have to explore every avenue available to us to leave no stone unturned for the people of the town, for the people, the past members of this town council, to the many people going back well over 100 years, know full well the success of the town that we have in Letterkenny. And it's the biggest growing town in the county, and most people travel from all directions in the county to come to work in Letterkenny town. And it's very important we have this town council, so it's important that we leave no stone unturned to fight for the retention of Letterkenny Town Council.